Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah! It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard next to my main man, Rob Parker. And as always, we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Make sure you visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow Rob on Twitter at @RobParkerFS1. Yours truly can be followed at @Chris_Broussard. And look, it's an NFL Monday. We're going to recap everything that happened yesterday in the NFL, and no one's better to bring in for that than Rod Woodson, former, you know, Hall of Fame defensive back, just can really drop knowledge on the NFL, so we can't wait to get him as a guest today. And I want to welcome in you, Rob. How you doing today, man?
Doing great. Also, of course, in Los Angeles, people are on pins and needles. Game 3 of the NLCS against the Brewers.
This time, it counts.
That's right. It's a pivotal game. So the Brewers, obviously, Dodgers and Brewers split the first two games, Chris. So here we go. Game 3 going to start in, what, 30 minutes or so? 35 minutes or so? So we got so much stuff going on.
I think it's a long series.
Yeah, it should be. I was
listening on the radio. There's some talk in L.A. about, you know, well, the Dodgers just got to take care of these next three games and don't go back to Milwaukee. It's going back to Milwaukee.
The Brewers are pretty good.
Yeah.
I think we should.
Like, hey, this, I think it's going to be 7.
Just slow down just a little bit.
Yeah, it's going.
I
it's
get
going
it.
At least 6. It's going to be a long series.
Yes. So we got so much to do, so little time. But, Chris, as always, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. We got Mike, our producer, filling in for Rob G.
That's right.
Of course, Alex, our engineer. We got Deb Carson, our anchor. She'll keep us updated as the show goes on. And our intern is Sean. They're all on the other side of the glass, Chris. So you know what? Let's kick some ass. We got stuff to do. And let's say hi to our man, Elijah.
What's up, Elijah?
Who's in the studio with us.
You putting this on what? YouTube?
So we're going to be
Periscope live,
we're live
right now.
That's
we're live
right
on Periscope Live. If y'all want to check us out and see what we do in the studio, how we get down, feel free to do that.
Check out my sweet Jordans.
Yeah, you got the new Jeters.
These are the Jeters.
The new Jeters. Those are tight.
Yep.
It's the first time you ever have fresher shoes than me.
What? What do you mean the first time?
I'm sporting the vintage Kobe's. Yeah, like, these are like the Kobe 4s or something.
But you got those in 1988, right?
These are they old, but I keep them clean.
No, they are clean.
I love Kobe sneakers. I really do.
No, those are nice.
Because you
too
can just wear them around and they look good. They don't look like a basketball shoe.
Not at all. All right, man. Let's go.
All right, man.
I'm ready.
I watched a game last night that they're calling an instant classic. It was no surprise to me. It turned out exactly like I thought it would.
Instant classic for the Arena Football League?
Is that what we're talking about? That's the NFL. That's called the NFL today.
That's
called the NFL. You can't defend anymore. So it's called the NFL. It is Arena Football. But I predicted a shootout, and I predicted that Kansas City, though, would come within the 3.5 points they were given. And sure enough, New England won 43-40 in an absolutely great game.
And the thing that was crazy with all those points, Vegas nailed it because Vegas had a 59.5, which was high, so they realized it was going to be a shootout. Nobody thought, I didn't think 83 points total, but all the people bet over were pretty happy and could relax. Like, they knew they were going to get there.
I would have taken over 59 easily.
Yeah, 59.5.
These are two high-scoring teams.
But even for Vegas to give up, that's a lot of points. I think it's the most they gave a line, Chris, in like 10 years or 12. It's been a long time since they gave that many points.
But see, because everything's going to have to shift now. Like, what we thought were a lot of points 5 years ago, it's going to be different now. I mean, teams are averaging well over 30 points a game. You know, so with the new defensive rules or, you know, protecting the quarterback and all that, this is what we're going to see. I want to ask you, Mr. Parker, what did you learn from last night's game?
You know, I know a lot of people are like, look at these two teams. Here are the Titans in the AFC.
Top two teams
or whatever.
Without question.
I learned without question, Mr. Chris Broussard, that neither one of these teams will win a Super Bowl. Because you can't win a Super Bowl playing this kind of defense, even in this league. I am sorry. The Kansas City Chiefs were giving up chunks of real estate. 42 yards on this pass, 60 yards on that pass, 42 yards here. It was ridiculous. I hadn't seen anything like this in a long time, and they can't stop anybody. And the Patriots are no better. How in the world could you think you're going to win a Super Bowl when you give up 40 points, Chris, on your home turf? You let somebody come into your crib and score 40 points. I know the Chiefs are a high-scoring team. I get it. But you cannot do that. What did we see happen last year? Why didn't the Patriots win a Super Bowl last year? Tom Brady put up 37, didn't he? How many points did they have, 37? What happened?
Philadelphia won the Super Bowl giving up 37.
Right.
That's the thing. I mean, I'm just saying, like,
no, but they
everybody's
scored, but they
giving
scored.
Up tons of points.
I'm telling you, you can't give up. That was at a neutral field. You cannot give up the points that the Patriots are giving up at home. Neither one. I'm here. Week 6. Neither team will win the Super Bowl.
You need to stay away from making your proclamation.
No, I'm not.
Because you have proclaimed the Jacksonville Jaguars to be the best team in the AFC. They gave up 40 points yesterday to Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys.
You know what I call that? A bad day at the office.
Well,
that
guess
was just
what?
A bad day at
They've
the office.
They've had 3 bad days at the office in 6 weeks.
No, they haven't.
You know what I call
bad.
That?
What?
Who you are.
Is that right?
All right? Yeah, you're average.
They are who we thought they were.
They are who we thought they were.
They are who we thought they were.
You also proclaimed the New England Patriots dead.
They are.
Done. How they done? They like the best team in the AFC.
By default.
They're going to the Super Bowl.
No, they're not.
Just like I predicted before the season started. New England is going to the Super Bowl. You will see these two teams in the AFC Championship
game.
Now,
that's a bet right there because no way both are going to make it. It doesn't happen. Have you followed
Andy? You still got Jackson, your favorite team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Have you followed Andy Reid's career?
Yeah.
Okay.
He gets to championship games. Don't act like he doesn't.
Just can't win them.
He can't win them. No, and that's why these are two very closely matched teams.
Because they're both terrible on defense.
They are, but Pittsburgh is terrible on defense. Your boys gave up 40 points yesterday to the hapless Cowboys.
It was a bad day at the office.
Who's good on defense?
Before that game, Chris, the Jacksonville Jaguars had given up 6 touchdowns in 5 games.
I don't want to hear
defense,
before that game. What happened in that game?
Everybody has a bad day. You never had a bad day?
What was it against the Titans when they lost 9-6?
They had a bad day offensively, but they didn't give up any touchdowns.
What was it before that when they lost? Who in Bortles, Kansas City? What was that?
We had a bad day.
Half of their games have been bad days.
Chris.
You got the worst quarterback this side of Nathan Peterman on your team. You think he's leading you somewhere?
Yes. Last year they got to the AFC Championship game, and they were leading 20-10 in Foxborough heading into the fourth quarter. Don't poo-poo what they did last year.
They're going to have trouble making the playoffs.
No, they're not.
And I've liked Jacksonville. I've been with you that the defense is stellar. The running game is stellar. They just don't have a quarterback. But if Bortles can minimize the mistakes, they would be in the mix. But they're looking bad.
Bortles,
they're not looking good.
Bortles will get it together. He's had a rough patch. Everybody has a rough patch.
Oh, no, you don't like Tom Brady. You don't like Pat Mahomes.
I didn't say.
And here you are defending Blake Bortles?
No, wait a minute. Who said I don't like Patrick Mahomes?
I talked to you.
I didn't say that.
You don't like. You think he's overrated. You think he's getting too much love.
The numbers over the last 3 weeks have bared it out, other than the 3 touchdowns in the second half.
It's always other than. Wasn't it 4? 4 touchdowns in the second half yesterday?
Was it 4? Okay, 4.
He was phenomenal. The dude is bad.
Can I give you the 2.5 games prior to that second half?
Wait, but when he struggles, he's not that good. When Jacksonville struggles, it's a bad day at the office. Why couldn't he have a bad day at the office?
Because we haven't seen enough. I don't have enough data to be able to say that it's just a bad day at the office.
You know who I do have data on? Blake Bortles. He don't have bad days at the office. He's just bad. That's his average day. That's his performance.
Take that for data.
Did you see?
There you go. I was going to say that myself, but you did it for me.
Did you see what he did, how he blew out the Pittsburgh Steelers last year?
What? In last
Pittsburgh?
Year?
No, he
last
has.
Last year? This has is a year-to-year lead.
He has
the
potential. He has the potential that he could do that.
Man, please. Please. They should have went out and got Teddy Bridgewater when they had the chance. Something else I was saying.
Teddy
People
Bridgewater.
People don't think I know my Let football, but, man, what? I'm calling stuff left and right.
Let me see. Teddy Bridgewater, what team is he playing for?
The New Orleans Saints.
How many
He's
touchdowns
backing up
he
an all-time great.
How many touchdowns he got?
Your Jaguars wouldn't be better off if Teddy Bridgewater was their starting quarterback?
I'm not saying that. I didn't
all
say
right,
that.
All right, then.
But I'm just saying.
You were implying it.
No, I'm just saying he's not playing for anybody. So as much as you're on the Teddy Bridgewater bandwagon, you might as well make it the Teddy Bridgewater bench because he ain't even playing.
I don't think he's great, but I think he can be a really good manager. Y'all, they would probably be better with Case Keenum than Blake Bortles. Blake Bortles will throw the game away. Keenum will just manage it and won't do anything spectacular to get you to win, but he's not going to give it away like Bortles does.
Well, let's throw out the number. 877-99 on Fox is our telephone number.
Do you agree with Rob? I disagree staunchly. Now, I would probably pick the NFC winner to win the Super Bowl. But let's look at that. The Rams, they've had some battles. You know, they edged Denver yesterday. They edged Seattle the week before. They've had their close call, so they're not unbeatable.
I'm just saying you
the
can't.
The New Orleans Saints, are they scaring you?
Did you see what Matt Stafford did to the Patriots defense as well? They couldn't stop the run. They couldn't do anything. I'm just telling you, the Patriots defense, and Mike, where do they rank today? Where does the Patriots defense rank, giving up 40 points in your own crib? I mean, I don't know. Where are they?
I'm not going to sit here and defend their defense.
I'm
what
just saying,
you're
not going to win a Super Bowl with that kind of defense.
Philadelphia won a Super Bowl with giving up 37 points last year.
No, but the difference is, look up what Philadelphia did leading up to that game. It wound up being a shootout. But prior to that, Chris, they were outstanding on defense.
New England
they
could
were
have,
unbelievable
but
on defense.
Rob, you have to admit, New England could have easily won that game.
No, they have.
That Super Bowl?
Tom Brady
It was
choked.
A close game.
Tom Brady gave up the football with 2.5 minutes
to go. How about if Tom Brady catches that pass?
Well, he was looking like a Roseanne Barr going out for
that
it.
That was a game, and all credit to Philadelphia. But that was a game the New England could have won.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Yeah, they didn't, but I'm just saying, with their weak defense, they could have won. The top four teams in the league, the L.A. Rams, I think, L.A. Rams, New England Patriots, New England Orleans
Patriots.
Saints, and Kansas City Chiefs. Who among them has good defense? New Orleans giving up 28 points a game. We know, New England's defense bends, doesn't break all the time, but broke yesterday. Kansas City's breaks a lot. The LA Rams are the best team in the NFL because they have a great offense and a very good defense. They're the most balanced team, but they're going to meet one of those two squads. Unless Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is the one team that's getting it together, maybe could throw a monkey wrench in.
You know what
this.
I love today? When the Buccaneers let go of their defensive coordinator. They said, we're not going to accept this. It's not good enough.
You're fired.
Okay? It's not good enough. And that's the Bucs. Where are these guys being too loyal to their defensive coordinators? This is uncalled for. You cannot win unless you get this fixed.
But, Rob, this is beyond the defensive coordinators. I'm not saying don't hold them accountable.
But I'm saying
but that's
most
today's
of the time,
NFL.
But most of the time, they don't hold these guys accountable is what I'm saying. They always go, well, they got this and that. No, sometimes you got to let the guy go and say, it ain't good enough.
All right, well, give us a call, 877-99 on Fox, if you want to weigh in on do you agree with Rob Parker that neither the Kansas City Chiefs nor New England Patriots can win the Super Bowl? I'm not saying they're going to win it, but one of them's going to be
You
there.
Smell that? That's their defenses. That's what it smells like.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
NFL Hall of Famer Rod Woodson. Rod, welcome to The Odd Couple.
Man, I thanks for having me on. Hey, who went to the Ivy League school?
That's me, Rob Parker. Hey,
isn't that hard to believe?
Rob Parker. Hey, I'm allergic to poison ivy. Is that the same thing?
Hey, Columbia University, my man. Columbia.
Okay, I feel you.
I bet you money that your guess was going to be me.
Nah.
You know, I didn't know. That's why I died.
Right. Right. Yep. Let's go to your old stomping ground, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Do you think Le'Veon Bell, now there's reports that he's not going to show up this week, is he helping himself or hurting himself with this holdout?
Well, listen, he wasn't going to show up this week at all. I believe is going to happen is that he's going to show up next week after the bye. And, you know, but when he does, you know, does it hurt him? I don't think it hurts him. You know, he made a decision. There's going to be one team after this year that's going to want him. You know, if he comes in and he's ready to play and he's in shape, they can. Anytime you have ballers on your football team, you become a better football team. And, you know, Connor has done a great job since Le'Veon Bell has been gone. And Connor really kind of exemplifies the Pittsburgh Steelers' toughness.
Right.
Like of old. It's like he runs people over. Like he trucked Williams, Burfict a couple times in the game. Where I don't know if Le'Veon's going to do something like that. So I think they're a good combination. You know, I think once, you know, Le'Veon does come in, he has to ball out. I mean, he has to have a really good year to get him some money next year.
No doubt about it. Hey, Rod, I don't know about you, but this new NFL where it's just, I mean, I don't know if I was last night was watching the NFL or arena football, 43-40, no defense at all from either side. Do you like this NFL where nobody plays defense?
I don't like it. You know, when you sue your employer, which the NFL players did, so you sued your employers over the concussion, and they said, okay, well, we're going to make everything safer. We're gonna protect the quarterback. We're going to check you can't hit anybody in the head. We're going to, like, overly emphasize the five-yard chuck rule. If it looks like you're holding, we're going to call it. And that being said, I enjoyed the game last night. I did. I mean, I'm a defensive player. I enjoyed the high-scoring game. But then a couple weeks ago when the Cleveland Browns played the Baltimore Ravens, I enjoyed that too because that was a slugfest. That was a defensive battle. So you still get it. And even though the rules are slated and for the offense, doesn't mean you can't stay on top if you're a DB of the receiver. You can't let the receiver just run right by you and not touch him.
Right.
I mean, still do your job, you know, just like Speaks. The defensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs who let Tom Brady go after he hit him. Well, you got to take him to the ground. He knows that now, but you can never let how the referees call the game affect you of how you're going to play.
Do you feel like we've seen a lot of strange games this year? It feels like there are only a couple of or a handful of good teams. And then everybody else is bunched together as maybe mediocre. I mean, you got the Rams, maybe New Orleans, but they give up 28 points a game. The Chiefs and the Patriots, but they give up a ton of points too. Do you feel like there's only a few elite teams in the league and then everybody else is mediocre or a few are horrible?
I think the Rams are by themselves right now. So if I look at the NFC, I look at the Rams. You know, you look at maybe New Orleans, but like you said, that defense has to come back around. You look at the Vikings, that defense still has to come back around. That might be it in the NFC. And then when you go to the AFC, I think it's more teams. You know, you got New England. You have Kansas City. I think Pittsburgh is coming around. I think San Diego is coming around. I think the Jags, if their defense can just find a way to play the way they should play all the time, they can come around. Unless the quarterback, if the quarterback doesn't get better in Blake Bortles, then you can put a fork in those guys. I mean, they might make the playoffs, but they're not going to be the same team they were last year.
You're killing Rob. He's right about that.
He loves Jacksonville.
But this is what I wanted to ask you, Rod. Yesterday, I mean, they had given up 6 touchdowns in their previous 5 games before yesterday. So the only question to ask you about the Jags defense is, what happened, Lucy? Because I don't know what happened that Dak Prescott could pick them apart. What happened?
Well, he didn't really pick them apart. He had like 180-some yards passing. But he did do what he's comfortable doing, and that's getting the first read. He's going to the first read. He's going to the second read. And if he doesn't see the second read being open, he takes off. And that's who he is. I don't think he's going to be a 300-some-odd-yard passer every down. I don't think they're going to score 40 points every game.
Right.
But this defense is good enough. If they score 20, 21, they're going to win a lot of games because this defense is a lot better than what people think it is and a lot better than what I thought it was going to be this year.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've been saying this for forever. That team, if they had made last year, Rod, one or two first downs, third downs converted – in that fourth quarter, they would have beat the Patriots last year, but they couldn't stay. You know what I mean? They couldn't keep the offense running because they had it. The Patriots were down 20-10 in the fourth quarter.
Rod, the Raiders 1-5, one of the worst defenses in the league. How much blame does John Gruden deserve?
You know, he has to take some of the blame. I mean, when I was on the coaching staff last year, we went 6-10. The coaches got a lot of the blame. And coaches do got to take some of that blame. You know, let me do this. Let me go with a conspiracy theory.
All right.
Our president puts them out there every week. So I'm going to put one out there right now.
All right.
So here's my theory. John Gruden came in. He got rid of Khalil Mack. There's rumors that he's going to get rid of, you know, Amari Cooper.
Yep.
And Jonathan Joseph. Jonathan Joseph. I'm thinking of freaking Tennessee or Houston Texans. Carl Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking about getting rid of those guys. He's gotten rid of all the corners that were there last year. They're all gone. Some of the linebackers that were there, they're all gone. And it seems like outside of the offensive players, he's getting rid of all of Reggie's draft picks to say, these guys aren't good enough to win with. To make it a point where it seems like Reggie's not a good GM, when the year before he was executive of the year.
Right.
So I have a little issue with that just for the fact that I know those guys are players. I know Carl Joseph is a baller. They're just not letting him play. And I know Gary and Conley can play. And even though he had some bad games, he's a rookie because he didn't play last year. So he's still learning how to play. He's going to be a good player in the National Football, but it seems like for some reason they're getting rid of all of Reggie's guys to say that none of his guys worked, so they don't have to bring Reggie back, and he can bring all of his guys.
That makes some sense.
You know what?
That does make sense.
Hey, I hear you, Rod, because what's going on I don't understand, and you're right. The thing about Gruden, though, is, and Chris, we talked about this, he didn't finish up well in Tampa Bay, where everybody thinks he was the greatest coach. I got it. He won a Super Bowl, took over Tony Dungy's team, and he got the job done. But go look at the last number of years in Tampa. They weren't good.
Right. Yeah, it's right.
So, you know, hopefully, you know, maybe he is looking for the future. Maybe he, you know, he's stockpiling draft picks, and, you know, he's going to hit on these draft picks. You know, that's the only thing. That's the only possible, the only probably end result that I can see he's trying to accomplish. You know, if he's going to get rid of Coop and get a second or so pick for him, if you get rid of Carl Joseph, you get another second or so pick for him. You have some picks for the draft, but that doesn't mean just because you pick these guys in the draft that they're going to be good players. Not as good as that you, especially with a guy that you had in Khalil Mack, who was the best pass rusher, one of the best pass rushers in the National Football League.
Rod, we got about 30 seconds left. You were with Oakland when Derek Carr had his best seasons. So what has happened to him? He looks like a whole different quarterback.
You know, he really looks a lot different than he even did last year. I'm not sure because I'm not in that building. But I do know that Derek is a talented player. Unfortunately, they're not protecting him. I mean, in London, I mean, he got bombarded with just, I mean, pressure after pressure. And they weren't even bringing linebackers. They were just, the front four was getting there. So, you know, hopefully that they can somewhere along the line this year kind of ease up the pain on Derek Carr where he can find his rhythm in the passing game because he has some players. You know, you got Cook, you got Amari Cooper. You got Jordy Nelson. You got a nice little running game. You can use some of your running backs and Rashard and all those guys in the passing game. So they have players. Hopefully somewhere along the line this year, they can find that rhythm on offense.
All right, Rob. Well, thanks a lot for the knowledge, man. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. I appreciate you guys.
All right, yep. We'll check you out soon.
Thank you, bud.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Khabib, fresh off of his domination of Conor McGregor, is now looking to follow in McGregor's footsteps, and he challenges Floyd Mayweather. I don't know if you heard about this, but he's challenged Floyd Mayweather to a fight. This is what Khabib said. With Leonard Ellerbe right next to him, okay, Mayweather Promotions CEO Leonard Ellerbe was with Khabib, and this is what Khabib said. Let's go, Floyd. We have to fight now. 50-0 versus 27-0. Two guys who never lose. Let's go. Why not? Because in the jungle, there's only one king. Of course, I'm the king because he cannot drop McGregor. But I drop him easily. Let's go. What he's talking about is not submitting McGregor, but in the third round where he decided to stay on his feet and strike, he actually knocked McGregor down. McGregor didn't knock him down. So he knocked him down. Floyd knocked him out but didn't knock him down. That's what Khabib's talking about. Would you be interested in this fight and seeing this?
No way, no how. I'm out on this stuff, man. These are like gimmicks. It's just money grabs. There's nothing there. I'm sorry. I was the Conor McGregor fight. That was, Chris, I told you this before. It was the first time in the history of this country that a black man gave a white man welfare. I mean, that was just like, that was just a gift.
I was told that, he carried him. I was told that he carried him for several rounds. He carried it. Floyd carried him for several rounds, didn't train, but like 2 days a week.
But don't you remember the video that came out after the fight where him and his guys had ski masks on? Like it was a heist. It was a robbery.
Well,
and it's 2-0 Milwaukee Stadium.
Well, here's the deal. Floyd Mayweather, and look, more power to him. If he can get paid and get his money, then that's great. He is no longer a real, like, boxer, even though he's the best of his generation. He's a showman. He's not looking to fight Terrence Crawford, who just won his championship defense this weekend by knockout.
He ain't going to do that.
He's not looking to fight Keith Thurman or any of these young warriors who really want to get at it in the welterweight division.
Well, that's why you need
him. He's going to fight, you know, the circus acts, Conor McGregor, Khabib, Manny Pacquiao, who's way past his prime. That's what because Floyd knows I can beat those guys easily
and make a ton of money,
$200 million at least.
Exactly, because it's a circus act.
And look, he's smart. I've said it before. If I was going to be a boxer or if I was going to advise my son who wanted to be a boxer, I would say do it like Floyd. Don't get hit. He's not going to be punch drunk. And he's made more money than any boxer in history. And if he and Khabib fight, trust me, Floyd, he may not make as much as McGregor as he made against McGregor just because Khabib doesn't talk a lot and they won't be able to sell the fight the way Conor and Floyd sold it with all their trash talk and that big tour.
Well, but that stuff was over the top.
It was way over the top. I hope we don't see that.
I don't want to see that again. Right. Right. Wasn't that was ridiculous. Right. I get pre-fight and trying to sell it. Muhammad Ali used to be great at it, but not to that degree.
Nah, this was like crass.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But
and the racist stuff just didn't sit well with me.
Nah, they were criticizing countries and, you know, flags and
all kinds
and racism
of stuff. Right.
And, yeah, it was bad. But Khabib would stand no chance against Floyd. None. He's a grappler. I don't care that he knocked McGregor down. He's not going to be able to touch Floyd. He wouldn't hit Floyd. And Floyd would knock him out, probably knock him out and win, you know, $200 million.
I just wouldn't spend any money on it. Now, would I watch it for work or if you had it ever at your place?
Yeah, of course you
something.
Come over. You know you're going to watch it.
But I'm not interested. I would not. I'm out.
It would be an event.
I'm out on Floyd, though, like really taking the fight seriously.
Right.
I'm out. I'm out on that.
Nah, he's smart. If I was Floyd, I wouldn't get in there with Terrence Crawford or any of these young stallions either. But if I could make all this money by fighting an old Manny Pacquiao, a freaking Khabib who's never boxed in his life, to my knowledge, or McGregor again, who you know, boxed one fight against Floyd, I would do it if I could make that type of money and know I have virtually no chance of losing. So would you be interested in it? We're wrapping up, but if you want to talk about it, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Would you be interested in watching Floyd Mayweather fight against Khabib? I'm not even going to try to say his last name.
Only if it was $100 night and I got $100 on.
You know what it'd be like for you?
What? And
most people. You know how people like the Super Bowl. It's an event. My wife has no interest in the Super Bowl or NFL.
But she'll go to the party.
But she'll go to the party.
Eat the chicken wings.
And watch and sit there with us and get into it because people are cheering and booing and it's fun.
Does your wife like sports at all? Or no?
Nah, she's not. She was a dancer. She don't really know hardly anything about sports.
Well, it's not,
she knows Michael Jordan and LeBron James and Magic Johnson. Like those, that's how big you have to be
for
her to know you. No.
She was always in the books. She's a smart woman.
She's so smart when she was in the books. And she's more in the arts. Look, I'll say this. She's opened me up to the arts. I wasn't into going to Broadway shows.
Right.
And
Broadway shows are good, though.
They are. But I didn't know. I wasn't even thinking about going to a Broadway show or a dance, you know, show when I met her. But she opened me up to that. We went to a few games. She fell asleep at a Knicks game. She took me to a Knicks game. We were dating. She thought she wanted
you
to do it.
You thought it would be cool. Like, I'll take him to a Knicks game. I'll buy tickets.
And it was a good year. That was when Mark Jackson was a rookie.
Wow.
And she fell asleep.
She fell asleep at the game.
I enjoyed it, though. Opposites attract. So, yeah, she opened me up to a little her world.
Was that her snoring? Is her snoring?
No, she's not like that.
If your wife snores like that, wow.
Something
her
is
feet
wrong.
Probably stink too.
That is not my wife.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's sources say.
That is right. It is the proclaimed, prophetic, the one time of the day everybody looks forward to. It's Monday here on The Odd Couple, and it's sources say, where we put our two highly sourced insiders to the test. And so, it kind of looks like Rob is maybe going to make a comeback this time.
Oh, please.
Did you win last
week?
Yeah, I won last week.
That's what
I'm saying. First time in like 3 months.
Ooh. Well, let's start it off hot and see how you guys do.
I'm taking my crown back.
So, my sources say, during an appearance on the Jimmy Fallon show last week, Charles Barkley admitted that he hasn't worn underwear in 10 years. Are my sources good?
I'm going to say...
Who's that to? Is that to Chris?
I'm going to say you sit on a bed of lies.
Ooh, okay.
I wonder if he... Did he say it on Fallon? Charles, no underwear.
For 10 years.
Man. So that means you would have a wedgie and your pants would be wedged in.
Pretty much.
I'll say true.
Oh.
Yeah!
For 10 years.
Chuck!
10 years?
Going commando.
Wow.
Very nice.
Okay.
All right, guys. Sources.
Chris, when was the last time you didn't wear underwear? Seriously. Because they were dirty or they were all dirty?
Last time I didn't wear it was because,
yeah, right? Because they were dirty and there were no more.
I don't know when the last time. I don't know if I ever worn them just because I wanted to go commando.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
You know, a good follow-up would have been, does he own underwear, right? Since it's been 10 years? Right.
10 years? Whew. I buy like four pair of underwear every day.
When you go outside in shorts or something like that, you need... That's why just I figured he had.
You
need
support,
right? You need support.
You need support, yeah.
I don't think he's running anywhere, so we'll be all right.
Right.
Sources say Heritage Auctions just put a yearbook up for auction containing the signature of a 7-year-old Kobe Bryant. They claim it to be the earliest Kobe autograph in history. Rob, are my sources good?
7th grade?
7-year-old Kobe.
7-year-old. I'll say it's true.
I do think that's true.
You sit on a throne of lies.
What?
Yeah, it's actually Britney Spears' yearbook. She has one when she was 7 years old that they're selling.
What yearbook do you get when you're 7 years old? A kindergarten yearbook?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, elementary school. Wherever you went.
Yeah, I'm surprised somebody has that. So sources say, Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. My sources say that during the Red Sox postgame celebration, after they eliminated the Yankees in the ALDS, Mookie Betts accidentally shot an NESN reporter in the neck with a champagne cork. Chris, are my sources good?
I'm going to say true.
I've been in a couple of those celebrations, you know that, in the clubhouse or whatever after, and there's so many people packed in, that could easily happen. Yep. I'm going to say it's true as well.
Bro, you just trying to keep the win now.
Playing defense now.
Chris, you've been in those things, haven't you?
Yeah.
You're packed in.
I was in them before they were wearing the ski goggles.
Oh, yeah. That champagne burns you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to be careful. And, you know, you wear nice clothes, you get ruined in one of those celebrations.
All right, let's pivot to Rob Parker's other favorite person besides Tom Brady, LeBron James.
Uh-oh.
So rather than disrespecting LeBron James by giving away his old locker, the Cavs instead turned his old locker into a towel closet. Robert, my source is good.
That makes total sense to me. That's true.
I'm going to say false.
Bro.
That's taking the lead.
The game is over.
No. We got some time.
We don't have enough time. I'm up 3-1. It's over.
We got to see if there's a comeback brewing.
No, it's over. We got to get Deb Carson in here. Let's give her an extra 2 minutes.
All right. Sources say, according to the New York Times, former NBA vet Chris Dudley once got into a bar fight alongside new Supreme Court Judge Brett Kavani. Or is
Kavanaugh.
It Kavanaugh?
Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh. When they were both students in Yale back in the early 80s.
First of all, where you been, man?
Not in the Supreme Court.
I see. Not watching the news.
Right.
Yes, I'm going to say that's true.
That is true. That's a true story.
They're good friends.
Bro.
Chris Dudley can't make a free throw to save his life.
That's true.
I covered Chris Dudley when he used to play for the Nets. He was terrible.
And the Knicks he played for.
Yep.
He was a decent rebounder, really good rebounder.
And a great guy, right?
Yeah, I like him.
Let's get one more quick one in here, guys. So sources say, Fox Sports Radio, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
This is just for fodder because I kicked his ass.
We'll make this
already.
One 2 points. Let's have fun.
We're not playing that game.
Right, this double or nothing.
Hell,
right?
Lamar Odom's clothing line, Rich Soil, just posted a hoodie for sale on their website priced at $995.
I thought it was $9.95.
Right.
Are my sources good, Rob?
I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say true.
You sit on a throne.
Oh, yeah. What a whitewash. Yeah. 4-1. Thank you.
Making it rain. And that was actually Dulce and Gabbana, so it wasn't Lamar.
I'll give you your props. You got me today. Look, just like Dallas beat Jacksonville, stuff like this had bad day at the office.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.